MTV Cast.
What up, MTV Cast, Blue Dot Watchers, Red S here, pedaling out of Pinedale. Today was awesome, Union Pass, tons of snow, hiking, biking, windy on top. Oh, it was awesome. It was gnarly. It was just like one foot in front of the other. Just go for it. This morning, even before the sun came out, I was trying to ride the snow on the snow section. We did the 9 mile climb out of Togity Lodge. And then once you hit the dirt, there was a bunch of snow on there. So it was early enough we could ride it. Well, one section, my front wheel sunk into the front hub. And I slow-mo OTB'd until both my forearms, gloves, and face were submerged in a slush puddle. So before the sun even came up this morning, I was saturated from the elbows downward in a slush puddle, riding with Craig from Colorado. Woke up in a little clubhouse thing. I don't know. It was like a mini log cabin on a disc golf course. Don't ask us how we found it. But last couple of days has been awesome. Highlights would be Russ at the High Country Mountain Lodge. Man, you show up and it's just like, he hands you a Coke. You can just sit down. You just take a load out. It's awesome. Like that, pedaling up that long driveway to that, it's just like, it's something indescribable because the road ride to get there is just caustic. Just trying to climb out of Wise River, headwinds, but nailed Fleecer. So my third time ever down Fleecer. First time, day after I fell in 2012, not going to do it. 2015, was doing it at midnight with Josh Dowdy. Not going to do it either. Third time, slammed the seat, squeezed the brakes, made it down Fleecer. I was super pumped. I was stoked. Other than that, though, been riding and leapfrogging with, like, Miro and Craig and Nick. When I got into Idaho, rear brake pads were completely shot. I had to do a brake pad installation under the awning at the convenience store in the rain. So that was pretty wild. But slept in a pit toilet in Big Spring, lined the floor with newspapers. It was pretty roomy. Other than that, though, just keeping a positive attitude is where it's at. I mean, when the wheels are starting to come off, guys are getting antsy, or guys are getting short, or just like, it's just, I mean, I've past people who play the blame game on their equipment and their bike. It's just like, I'm not, it's just, you gotta come out here and smile. I mean, you guys, we chose to do this. We chose to do this. So I'm in it. All smiles for miles. And also, what I also wanted to say today as well is happy Father's Day to everybody on course who's a dad. It's really hard to be away from my little guy. I miss him a lot. So yeah. Can't get blubbery before the basin. Save it for the basin. But, yeah, I'm going to try to push as far towards Atlantic City as I possibly can tonight, knowing what's ahead for tomorrow. And, yeah, I'm really looking forward to pulling up in Wamsutter and just getting I really like the basin, actually, to be quite honest. Everyone kind of has this, like, weird, caustic feeling about it, but it's quite peaceful after being a honorary desert rat last 2 years on AZTs. I kind of like it, but okay, sweet. Getting to ramble, but I'll call back when I get reception later. Much love. I really appreciate everything. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Keep a positive attitude out there, and remember, it's not a race, it's a journey. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Much love.